What's up, New England and beyond? It is Tommy Shayhood, Steve Domenico, the podcast.
What's up?
The Room Podcast on Wednesday night. Tommy, 2 weeks in a row.
We are fucking killing it, dude. This has got to be at least the two-year anniversary of me being here.
I think we passed it in when it was in the summer.
Like the end of the summer, like end of August. I think we're that. We'll call it that now.
And we didn't say anything about it?
We were probably off. This is that.
I think it was on my memories, though.
I didn't see it, so I don't know. Maybe we're fucking stupid and don't remember the date, but you know, it's gonna be that. It's gonna be about two years, man.
Well, excellent. So we are 2 years in and two shows in to our summer off.
This season, we'll call it. Yes. Whatever season this is.
We should start calling it.
Yeah, it was all season one.
You want to just call it season one of the podcast?
So now we're on season two, right?
Season two?
Yeah.
All right, then. Season two.
There we go.
Okay.
Nice.
Who's this? Nate Russell mentioning me. Oh, I forgot we have people. What's up, Nate?
Yeah, all right.
Steve Domenico. Word. Fuck Mario. I got you. How do I send them? Because I'm not breaking bricks with my head. Well, Nate Russell, if you don't know, he was Cage Titans champion. He was two other fucking promotions.
Thanks for watching, Nate.
But he's always like laughing at my memes and shit.
Oh yeah, you're a funny guy.
But let me see if we have sound. Last week I had an echo in here, but you know it's understandable. We had a couple of months off. So give me a fucking second. Hold on.
Still echoey. That's better.
Yeah, it is echoey.
Is this thing on?
No, I shut that off. But maybe, all right. Yeah, everyone's echoing. Yeah. All right, hold on. Hold the fuck on.
It could be just your weird phone.
Yeah, it could be. No, it's not my weird phone. It's actually, it is the thing. But that's okay. If we got an echo, we got an echo. But Tommy, talk for a minute.
Yeah, can you hear me? Let me fix my hair a little bit too. I was just training.
Jesus. You said you were going to shave this week, too.
Not today. How's my hair looking?
Yeah, it's looking good. All right, so there it is right there. I got to find my mic. There you go. This might fix it. Let me go to Tommy's.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Tommy's right now.
Sorry, folks. We're
hold on.
You know, we're getting our shit ready right now. I'm getting my hair ready.
Tommy, thanks for talking for me. While
can you hear me?
Get this fucking shit going.
I'm trying to hear me. Do you hear me now?
Let me see what's going on right now. All right, so what's going on, people? There it is.
Yeah, you fixed it.
All right, people. I'm sorry. A little troubleshooting right there. Oh, it sounds great right now. We're back to being sexy. I'm glad I did that now, the first 5 minutes of the show, instead of like when Mike Joliker comes on at 8:30.
Or when people are calling in saying that they can hear it echoing or that your mic's not on.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm hoping none of that happened. But when I did look on the OBS, it doesn't say, sometimes it doesn't save my mic information. So it goes to default or something like that. You know what I mean? Who's that? Woods, my guy. I'm heading home from the gym. Now, might be close to... All right, so Mike Joliker saying maybe 8:41, cool. Which is cool. Now we get to talk a little bit. The mics are working, and that's about it.
Yeah, good. Yep, Mike. Always good to train. Keep training, bro. That's what we're doing.
Well, Tommy, our first show back last week, and we got a ton of views. And I don't know if that was legit views, but...
Might be some bots, but whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I got a lot of bots, but... They're saying it had a lot, but I look at other people's videos, like people post like watching bands and stuff. They get a bunch of views too, on just a regular person's page. So.
I was listening to something today that said every single thing we see and hear and read on the internet is fake. It's all just bots giving us what we fucking want to hear and see. So it's a little conspiracy for you, but
of course it's all premeditated.
I mean, it's all right there for us to fucking destroy our minds. And it's working.
Like everything.
The whole internet is fake. Everything you see, obviously, like if you talk to
like
a person,
right now, I'm on YouTube and Facebook. Is that fake?
Yeah, but like you know, if people are it's actual person who's talking to you, and you're like, hey, I just saw your thing you posted yesterday, and you're like, yeah, I posted that yesterday. That's real. But everything that we look and we see, and news articles that we read, and weird, a lot of people that if you don't know, if you're a stranger, they're probably fake.
Like fake in what way?
Like internet fake, like Neo fake?
Or like
someone made it and it's like a farm of fake people. Maybe like Neo fake.
Way too
deep. Like Neo fake, exactly. Like the Matrix. I know what you're saying now.
So if you didn't know, Tommy works in the cannabis industry.
And I do jiu-jitsu. So
and he come from jiu-jitsu just now, and he's drinking Whalers.
Cheers.
Oh, yeah. We didn't cheers.
Cheers.
Second show in a row.
That was good, yeah.
So I'm drinking my Miller Lights as usual. So we did have a conversation about whiskey last week.
Oh, yeah.
And I drank a little bit more this week.
I drank some regular JMO.
I didn't finish the bottle yet, but it's almost there.
Nice. I drank some regular JMO over the weekend. Big bottle. Me and her.
What's a big bottle?
Not the biggest bottle. Yeah, but it's like, you know, the middle bottle. There's a small one. Well, not, Jesus Christ.
Not the $100 bottle or the $80
bottle? No, it was like the $40 bottle.
Yeah, and it's
not
the
small, bigger one. It's the middle, bigger one. You know, it's not the one behind the counter that's small, you know. It's not the single serving one.
Yeah, I know.
Like the 750 or a liter.
I've been casing out the ones behind the counter, like maybe weed down into like one of those little ones.
Have one in your pocket at all times.
Yeah, just a fucking ice cubes flask. Carry a cooler with me at all times.
Flasks are cool. Flask of orange whiskey at all times, bro. People would love you.
At work.
Check this out, here you go. Exactly. Like, why is Steve in such a good mood?
Stop it. Not my work. No. Dude, there's nip bottles are all around my fucking place.
Outside.
Like, plastic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're in the garbage, too, every so often.
From people
inside.
Because
there's,
like, homeless people everywhere drinking them.
Don't get me started, but can I just say, we do have a guy that's been in the post office, worked there for, like, 40 years. Mm-hmm. He's homeless. He sleeps in front of the post office, and then he comes back to work.
Sheesh.
And they're allowing that.
Outside? Like,
yeah.
Under the stars?
Sometimes he walks away, and he gets on the bus all day and just stays on the buses all day if it's a hot day. Then he comes back when his shift starts.
Like, sleeps. Like, you walk by, you're like, hey, Steve, time to go
to
work.
Well, he's on the chair sleeping.
Oh, the chair.
And people come out and talk to him and have a cigarette, and sometimes he wakes up and...
Jeez.
We need to do something as a union. Come on, mail handlers.
Are
get this guy
union?
Some help.
Yeah
right. We're mad union.
Yeah, of course.
It's happened before. They've gotten an apartment before.
And he just is like, fuck it.
And he's a gambling problem. He's like 70, 68, 70.
He's a real degenerate. Maybe even,
I mean.
In the nicest way ever.
Yeah, I mean, now he is. Yeah. I mean, he's walking the streets. He's sleeping in fucking the smoking section. And
what position does he have at the work? You know what I mean? He can't get an apartment?
Well, let
your
me
boss?
Just say, any position at the post office is not difficult.
He's your boss? He's homeless?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised. Let me tell you. Some bosses are probably worse than that. But
yeah.
So he works in an area where all he does is put these tubs on this conveyor, and the machine takes them away. He just keeps feeding the machine these tubs of mail, and they label it and stuff. Every so often, it gets jammed, and he has to wake up. And,
he's good at it?
You know, but it's fucking his job.
What's his name? First name?
I am not
saying
his
name. No, you won't do that. Okay.
No,
I was just going to
know,
so he can reference. That makes sense. That's not nice. We'll call him Jimmy.
But they should give him some help.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's kind of a sad story that we're laughing at.
Yeah, he should be retired.
Yeah.
I mean, when you should be working at 70.
No, but he probably
unless you're a greeter at fucking Walmart and you're getting full pension from somewhere.
Yeah, he probably just has $0 and fucking, you know, can't afford anything.
Yeah, it's because he goes right to the casino and he probably sleeps there like from his payday until Monday, the following Monday.
It's a good life, man. Should hang out with him.
All right, let's get off that subject. Yeah. But anyway, I had to bring that up. I it disturbs me. I walk in.
That's
like,
a sad story.
Fucking, it's like 12 noon. He got out at 7. He's still on the fucking chair. Like, falling asleep. Like, just sleeping. And then he walks away. He's like so slow, like a robot.
Got nowhere to go.
His heels must be fucking, his soles must be like nothing left to him.
Poor guy.
Same clothes every day,
too. Oh,
yeah.
Probably smells great.
Oh, yeah. He used to sleep in the locker room. They kicked him out.
Oh, God.
It's the post office, buddy.
He'll mail himself to somewhere cheaper.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, so tonight we have, I didn't even mention that, did I? Mike Jolica? Yeah, I did mention he's going to call on 8:40.
Yep.
But Mike is fighting at Combat FC 8 Friday the 13th.
Yes. Good friend of the show, Mike.
Yes. And Mike is fighting... Fred Sphere, I think that's Cypher.
Sheesh.
I think it's Cypher. I'm sorry. For featherweight amateur title.
Does Mike have the belt now?
No. I think Mike had. I think Mike had the Combat Zone kickboxing amateur belt.
No doubt. It's on picture. That's why.
But Mike is on a. He was on a 3-fight winning streak, and then he left New England, he went and fought in New York, and he lost the decision.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's fighting
Combat FC.
Yeah, he's fighting Combat FC against a tough, tough fucking guy.
Cool. That'll be a good
fight. Fred, he trains with the New England Cartel. These are amateurs we're talking about. And Mike trains with Walter Catito and Joey Gomez.
Those guys are good guys, too. They've been on the show.
Yeah, at KTA Academy. So we're going to have Mike on. He's fighting, like I said, Friday the 13th.
I brought that up last week.
Yeah, next week.
So. I was thinking of that. I was trying to remember like what fucking we were talking about, what is happening on Friday the 13th, and that's that, and we're doing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of shows. I mean, you know, that's Friday. Then Cage Titans is on Saturday. Yep. Neff is on Saturday also, I think. Yeah? You know, they're all in competition against each other. But
we should hit them all.
Yeah, I'm not.
Make our roots.
No, I might not go. I'm probably not going to go to any of them. Okay. There's so many good bands playing. It's my birthday weekend.
Yep. I'll try to get to Cage Titans.
Yeah, try to get to one.
I'll talk to those guys.
Yeah, try to get to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I mean, Cage Titans is probably the closest. And then you got family.
And
that
they're
way,
my favorite. Yeah, Massachusetts.
See if you can get your wife. See if you let your wife go.
Yeah, it seemed like last
Take
time.
Take my spot.
And as people were leaving, it was opening up. So, and that's because that's what people do there.
Well, like I said, Combat FC will be the first card of the trio next weekend. And it's their eighth one. They're only 2 years old, I believe, right now, if that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we talked to the guy like when they were doing the third one or something.
I can't even remember.
Yeah, I think it was.
They've had a lot of fighters.
What's his name? Shout him out. The owner there.
Why you put me on the spot like that?
Chris?
Joe,
yeah. Some Italian name or something, right?
Yeah, I can't even think.
They were assholes. He's probably watching.
I've been away for so long, I can't even think.
But they're always cool over there.
Yeah, Rich.
Yeah.
Richard Caldwell.
Yep.
That's it.
Rick Caldwell. Rick Caldwell. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So
nothing but professionalism out of us.
Yeah. I mean, we've been away for a while.
But we're back.
Fuck. You know what I mean? So anyway, Mike Joliker will be calling in at 8:41, but until then, I'm going to go to his Instagram. We're going to look at
He said he was training and stuff, so he'll get to us.
He's just getting back from the gym.
We never want a fighter to take time away from their training schedule. Yeah, we always want to go around there.
Especially when they have a fight coming up in you know, a week and a half.
Yep.
So
he cut his hair. I asked him why he cut his hair.
I like it like that.
Yeah, it's always good. But he had the, you know, when people got the locks going, it's a statement, you know.
So the last time I saw Michael or saw him fight was September my birthday last year at Combat FC.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what number, but it was September 15th.
And you went?
Yes, I did go.
Yeah, I didn't go.
And I think I interviewed him after the show, after, you know, when he came back out.
He's always hanging around Cage Titans.
There's that kid again. Oh, we saw him last week. We were talking. So I got to ask Mike about that kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking that 12-year-old.
Maybe.
Will you fucking please remind me of that fucking kid?
I will.
Because I'm going
to I've been thinking about him, too. I want to reach out to him. I want to find out. I want to follow his page and shit.
I think he's NewEnglandMMA.news.
Okay.
NewEnglandMMA.news.
Yeah, we gotta,
not too close to New England MMA, is it?
Yeah, right. But we got to reach out. We got to corrupt his.
I can't watch him anymore, though.
We have to corrupt his little fragile little mind.
Fuck. So there's the poster of Sphere. I think I was right the first time. Joliker versus Sphere.
Cool. Yeah, see, Mike's holding the belt right there. I was wondering what was up.
Yeah, I think that is from. He could have a kickbox. I don't know.
Probably.
But this is Fred's first time fighting at Combat FC. Mike has fought there, I think, a couple of times. So Fred is coming in. But like I said, he trains with the New England Cartel. I'm not sure what other gym he's out of. But he trains with Andrew Valdina and all those fucking...
Yep, all those killers.
All those killers. So I'm going to check in for sound again, Tommy.
Yeah, I think we're good. What?
Yeah, we're sexy.
We got people. What are our comments saying right there?
They're saying, "Go fuck yourself." Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how to get to that, but I will later. But let me see. Does Mike have? Yeah, there's the team. There's some team photos right there. Well, that's where we got to get to. This stuff. A little Walter Catito beating the fuck out of everyone.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
not him, is it? Oh no, that's Michael. So yeah, he's not been in the game that long.
He's younger.
I think I called a smoker of his.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Kickboxing?
Yep. At Team Link in was it Link, Team Link in Hooksville, New Hampshire.
Oh yeah, way out of your neck of the woods.
Yeah, about an hour and not like it's not way over. It's like right over the line. So it was like an hour and 15, something like that.
And they're
up
north. They're like in Lowell and Tewksbury and Drake and shit.
Yeah, they that's like 45 minutes for them, an hour. Yeah. You know, for about 45 minutes, half hour around.
That's the area I grew up in, up northern Massachusetts. North Shore.
North Shore,
yep.
Huh?
Yep. That's
so
me.
You know, around the Cage Titans crew there? Or is that farther up?
Yeah, Cage Titans is more... Essentially closer
South
to me
Shore.
Now.
I'm sorry. That's,
sure,
yeah.
South Shore and more towards the Cape. Definitely South Shore style.
When you said North Shore, I'm thinking South Shore sports fighting. But
it's all South about Shore. Boston, north and south of Boston.
So, Tommy, big things for you today.
Mm, yeah.
You got your fourth stripe on your purple belt?
I did. That's a good feat. Been doing it. I've been at that school for about 4 years now. And, showing up all the time.
Shouted them out. School.
Triforce MMA. Look them up. They're one of the best schools, if not the best school in New England. They're out of Pawtucket, Rhode Island. We just moved into a huge fucking facility. It's brand new. It's clean. You're going to have a good time if you come in there, you know? And
How's the food thing going? And
I don't think there is a food thing going. Yeah, chiropractor, our niece, is good. No food in there.
Oh, okay. I thought they had like a catering from
They were
going
to try.
Yeah, it just...
It's tough,
people don't stop
they,
to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, over
and,
there?
You know, there's grand ideas, and they're all going to come down the pipeline. But when you move into a new place, you don't realize how much crazy shit is involved with it. So just the transition itself is...
Can I bring a card in there and sell smoothies?
Maybe.
Protein smoothies?
Maybe. We just got...
Stuff to the side?
We sell there. We sell Jocko stuff.
The fuck is that?
Jocko Willink.
All right, again, what the hell is that?
You know him. He's, BJJ black belt.
All right. Maybe. Well, what is the stuff though?
It's like supplements. Like
I don't want how about a smoothie with protein, a little banana and strawberry. If I have a cart and you know I'm charging you $8 a fucking smoothie,
it's gonna be hard to get in there. There's stairs and shit, cart stuff. You have to have like a backpack or something.
All I need is a blend of fruit, ice, and fucking
maybe
some protein.
You can get in touch with them and ask them.
All right, I'll ask them. Look at me trying to convince you of this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get that in the works.
And they'll laugh.
Yeah, they would. Just walking up the stairs with a cart for fucking smoothies.
You got to start training, if anything, first.
Yeah, excellent.
Once you get your blue belt, you could do that.
Yeah, my blue belt, my first stripe, fucking white belt.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
So fourth stripe on purple. How many stripes are on the purple before you move
Four.
On?
Four. That's the last one.
Jesus Christ, you're on the verge of being a brown belt?
Oh, my God. Could be a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. That's a tough...
Purgatory, they call
that.
Yeah,
they do, they?
Yeah, they just... They just hang out there until it's time to quit. But even Coach Pete said today could be any second from the second you get that last stripe. So it could be tomorrow or it could be a couple of years.
What the fuck does that mean?
So what the fuck does that mean? That's what the whole part of the game is. And you stop.
See how fast you can get it.
As you start progressing, which I have, you know, I mean, I'm in there. You stop thinking about that shit. You don't think about stripes and belts anymore. It's a weird thing. You forget about it almost, you know? You just concentrate on what you're learning and what it's going to do for you and, you know, what you're going to do for other people and your teammates and your team and mainly your personal self journey with learning jiu-jitsu.
Not only does it get it, of course you get your fourth stripe for, you know, the way you roll on the mats, mm-hmm. but also the knowledge that you have now.
Philosophical.
That was fucking great.
Oh, you like that? You like that? Thank you.
Glad
our
mics are working tonight.
Sometimes I can get deep. Oh, yeah, right. We're glad the mics are working on that.
Sexy.
Let's run it back.
I got to cut that out tonight. That's going to be a fucking...
Hey, I'm passionate about that.
Last week had a funny clip. This one will be a serious time. Serious. Fucking getting deep on me. You got into some other conversation deep in the beginning of the fucking
thing. Oh, today?
Yeah.
What were we talking about? The internet
fucking,
being fake?
Yeah, the internet.
I got all the conversations, bro.
So anyway, fourth stripe. God, you're on the verge. Who else? They usually do the promotions all in one lump.
Yeah, a good whack of people. A lot of my
Any
good friends.
Any other big names or names? They're already up there.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. A lot of the guys who are around me are going to be on the verge of like their new belts and stuff. So, a lot of people ranked up today.
Any of these people start when you started? Are you the
sure.
only one that
no.
is there?
Nope. A lot of people I started in 2020 during the pandemic. It was pretty much the opposite of what you do when they said fucking everyone locked down. We went into the gym and sweated in each other's mouths.
It's fucking awesome.
So there's a good group of us that started right around that same time that are around at the same level right now. A lot of good purple belts that are on the transition, and some have gotten their brown belts. So that's nice. That's not always the most common to have a lot of purple belts, say, because, you know, people drop off. It's kind of like with anything else, you know, as the rank gets higher, the numbers dwindle, you know, those numbers. But there's a good amount of upper belts that aren't black belts, purple and brown, and even blue, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some people just get happy where they... And some of them get happy, and some of them, like, fade away,
yeah,
like you said.
Yeah, a lot of them leave. That's the joke. A lot of people leave jiu-jitsu. It's the thing. And the joke is once you get your purple belt, once you get your blue belt.
I mean, but there's also those guys that, like, don't necessarily... I mean, once they get to, like, where you are, or maybe their first, you know, brown stripe or get brown... some of them might not, you know, train as much as before, so it takes them forever to get another belt.
Totally.
Not necessarily they're not training but they're not training to get more.
It's tough,
you know what I mean?
As you've been doing it for a year, you start, like, losing a little motivation, you know? Like you said, you drop off, you're like...
It's tough, you got purgatory.
You
got to
show up
right now.
Yeah, they call it purgatory for a reason, but you know what I'm not going to be doing? Taking any fucking time off.
There you go.
3 days a week, 4 days a week, every other day for 4 years straight. That's it. Just show up.
Being suffocated all the time.
Yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah. So you went there a couple times. You took some good jiu-jitsu lessons before I was even there.
I tapped someone out when I was there.
There you go,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, fucking some guy to fucking, you know.
Some girl?
Yeah. No. No. I
sometimes you can.
Yeah, but I never grappled with a girl.
No.
I don't think I did. No, in just like pre-warm-ups.
Yeah.
Little stupid stuff.
Sure.
But I
never
rolled with a woman.
It's the girls now, man, they're scary. Like, they just got to work. They work so hard on their technique. You leave your arm out, they're getting that arm, and they're going to fucking take
it. Yeah, you got to fucking, even though some they might weigh 105 to 120, about 90 pounds onto that one limb.
Yeah,
boom!
That's when you kneel right onto her nose, and you break the grip, you know?
So have you... That brings me to my next question. Have you had any experiences of going a little too rough on people?
No, not anymore. I learned all those lessons, you know, learning how to go with the lighter people, learning how to go with the girls. Yeah, you know, it's all part of the game, you know. You can't smash those people. You can smash people.
But
who
you feel it from the people that are under you, like, some of them try to, you see them suffocate people every so often, but they get humbled quick.
If the big white and blue belts, I'll fucking suffocate the shit out of them, make them learn, you know what I mean? Not in a mean way, but goddamn, you know, especially if they're bigger and trying to wrestle the shit out of you, you're gonna get them, you're gonna fucking wrangle that chicken in and hold them down, you know?
There you go.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Tommy with the one-liners and the fucking speeches tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Hey, I love jiu-jitsu, man. It's really a fucking awesome thing.
Excellent. So as far as everything else, it's been a week since our last episode. Anything new this week?
Long weekend.
I worked most of it.
Did you? I went out and hung out with my old man. He lives in Marlboro, Massachusetts, and we did like a Marlboro Day outdoors, fucking
Marlboro
food
day.
Trucks,
did you smoke
beers.
Cigarettes too?
Everyone asked that. My stepmom certainly did.
She smokes?
Yeah.
Does she smoke menthols or regular?
No.
Oh,
Marks.
She's a Marlboro.
Yeah, yeah. They
Marlboro
live in Marlboro.
Regulars.
Yeah. No, lights.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah. Same shit.
Yeah.
You miss those?
I miss, but I smoked regular. Like, I smoked Newport. I started on Marlboros, and then I smoked Newports. I could never get into light cigarettes.
Damn. Noobs.
I was like, fuck. Don't even give me a cigarette if it's a light one. What
When's the
that?
Last time you smoked a cigarette?
Jesus. 30 years ago?
Nice.
Not even a puff.
That's good.
Not even a puff.
That shit, like, you know, I condone a lot of garbage behavior, but cigarettes, there's not one beneficial thing about it. And they say that it relieves stress, so maybe that's the one beneficial thing.
I don't, how can it? I mean, it's fucking nicotine
because it's a
that
drug.
Gets you hyped up,
yeah, it's
right?
a drug, so, like, it relieves a little stress. Nicotine itself could be a powerful tool without the cigarette form. people do those Zin packs and, you know, the lips and shit these days. You know, that's all that
they
that
do
is.
That instead of, oh, that's better for me. And they end up with fucking, you know, half their lips cut off.
That shit's scary. The gums and shit.
Yeah, when you just fucking lose your face and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, exactly. Would you rather lose fuck. Your fucking
yeah, rather die or lose your face.
Or your lungs or your fucking face.
I mean, it's downhill. Once you, you know, I'm sorry to say, but once you have fucking cigarette shit going through your veins, it's only a matter of time since it like bad moves around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bad for you.
It's just
don't do it. Don't do it, kids. Don't do it. And you know, this generation—if
you're gonna have one cigarette every fucking so often going out, like people are drinking,
wouldn't even condone it.
That's not even you know what I mean.
I still wouldn't even condone it. Really? Smoke a joint instead. Go get some good tobacco and roll it up. Not fucking Marlboros and fucking Newports.
All right.
And shit like
well,
that, you know?
All right. What's
something
good
nice? I don't even know. I have no. I have no clue about that. But like,
they're a cigar.
Not my fave, but fucking whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's you're not cranking a pack of fucking cigars a day, fucking giving yourself lung cancer and mouth cancer, which you are. You're definitely giving yourself mouth cancer with that. But who are you saying?
Hey, yeah. there's our buddy
Mikey
right
calling
there.
In.
Yeah, let's see if
you ready with this video.
Yeah. What's up, Woods?
Oh shit! Yeah. This guy fucking stuffing his face.
Hey,
already.
It's a week before weigh-ins. You can fucking you can eat. Like, you got to eat?
Yeah, I got a little rice cake, a little strawberry.
Rice cake and strawberry. That's some fighter food.
So,
right
wait
there.
A minute. A rice cake with what on it?
Some strawberries. It's actually super good right now.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to make my night.
That'll fill you up a little bit. So,
a little yogurt.
Is that
how you guys doing, though?
We're doing good.
Well, my man. Oh, wrong thing. So, is that all you can eat up until, you know, the morning?
Well, I like I'm gonna make like two eggs after this interview.
Nice.
Probably go up to bed after that, put my son to sleep, and I just keep the eggs and like ground turkey and some vegetables in rotation.
There you go.
Yogurt, fruits.
Yeah, I eat a lot
of. Get some chocolate chips in there. You know.
Oh,
and,
getting fancy.
Rice cakes keep me filled up, but it's a fight week coming up, so gonna really, really just eat less and consume more water and.
Yep.
You know, just dial in on the weight cut. So, yes, the final week, my guy, let's go.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Well, my man, you've been through, fight camp for many fights and a big streak. I mean, from 2023 to the beginning of the year, you were on a three-fight winning streak, fighting all the time, you know, either kickboxing or MMA, but, you know, all that success, three in a row in MMA. And then you travel out of town, bro, out of New England.
Yeah.
You know, always testing yourself out of KTA. I mean, oh, way to go. Have you had a ton of fights against a ton of game opponents? What was the decision to, leave town and go fight in New York or New Jersey?
Oh, well, that was originally, like, we got offered a fight, like, some 6-0 guy, some champ out there. But he ended up withdrawing from the fight, and they got us a different opponent from the same gym. Good record, good opponent too. He was out of the same gym, Justin Rosario, and I ended up losing a unanimous decision. It was a good fight though. I mean, it was pretty even, you know. But I definitely felt like I lost that fight, and the reason for it again was just the challenge, bro. We was gonna go fight some other champion out there, and I was more excited to fight my original opponent than this kid Justin, to be honest. So, you know, hopefully that fight will come back around again, out there in New York or maybe at Combat FC or somewhere else. Fuck it, you know, when we go pro, but who knows? He was the stud out there. So we were going to go take his belt and take that belt home, but opponent switched up and, like about 3-4 weeks out and fuck it. We just went with it. You know, I was getting ready. I was like, cage time. We got to fight, you know, and they're going to. You know, be of help to us in a fight, providing some place to stay. I was like, let's go, man. Why the fuck not? And my coach was on the same type of time.
Excellent.
You know,
excellent. Well, speaking of that fight, and you lost a decision. Would you learn from that fight? That's going to carry you into this one coming up on the 13th.
Yeah, that's actually a really good question because definitely learned a lot because. You know, sometimes I do this shit, right? Like, when we're fighting, I've had a few fights now where I've been fighting these grapplers or grappling is their style. And, you know, I can, like, kind of, like, I feel like, oh, maybe I can defend it. So I start, like, playing that game, thinking I'm going to, like, out-wrestle or out-grapple them. And that's not the game plan. That's not how we intend to win the fight. That was not the goal. So that's what I've learned from these past couple fights, even not just the last one, you know, the ones before that as well. You know, we always take away something, like, from the fight. And, you know, and every one had been something, like, in relation to that, you know, sticking to the game plan and shit, not letting us ourselves get deterred off that road. So this fight, gonna look to just stick to my game plan and everything that we've been working during the fight camp and drilling and putting into work in the rounds. And yeah, bro, I'm super fucking hyped to get in there and you know, get to work on Freddy here.
Excellent. Well, let
sticking
me
to the game plan is key this time around.
Exactly, and you learn that as you get more fights under your belt, and going away and fighting in someone else's backyard and getting a new opponent when you expected someone else. I mean, that's a lot, and that's a great experience to have. Win or lose, I mean, it's a great experience, and you're an amateur, so we know what happens when you know, you turn pro. That shit gets erased and stuff. But as far as you know, I'm gonna let Tommy ask a question after this one. But as far as, you know, in between rounds, like fights like that, I mean, you've been in a lot of fights. You've been you've won a lot of battles also. But, you know, what's Walter's kind of speech to you? Is he screaming at you in the corner? Like, what's his demeanor? I could see Joey, you know, kind of like being a little more laid back and a little more like picking his shots when they say anything, but Walter never shuts up. Like,
he seems like a wild guy.
What is he? What do you? How much? He must be giving you a fucking encyclopedia of information in between rounds. What's going on there?
Yeah, no, Walter's really good in the corner. That's my guy. I definitely learned a lot from him, and from a coach's perspective too, or like a cornerman's perspective too, because, you know, I go to fights with him and stuff, and I help my teammates out whenever I'm needed, whenever I can, because I love doing that as well. And fucking, he's actually really good in the corner. You know, he's the calm one. Joey's the guy who's like, you know, I hear Joey like in the at the end of the round, he's always like, he goes, "Hey, suck it up, Woods. Don't be a bitch. You got 30 seconds." You know, he's the one who's yelling like,
"That's funny."
And like, "Let's fucking go. Come on, don't let him beat you."
So kind of like the opposite.
Yeah, like when
we get into those situations, fucking the KO king.
When we sat in the media, like right there, like in Neff, like we'd sit at media, and Joey would basically be sitting on our lap because they're so close there to the ring, to, you know, to the cage, you know, to the corners. Yeah. And he does scream during the fight. Yeah. He screams during the fight. So does Walter. I mean, it's like,
You guys get an extra earful too, you know, being right next to him and everything, dude. And it really is like a tight fit there. And, you know, always there's like the corners, like just squeezed in that little corner between the stairs, you know, or the entrance or wherever the fuck, and some commissioner or judges, whatever, whoever's there, a media, you know. So Walter's definitely like calm, and he's got a good way of getting himself across to you and letting you know, or letting me know, you know, what I did good, you know what I'm saying? And stuff to, not that I did bad, but stuff to, that we got to work on, you know, in the round, or defend, or change up, you know, or look for, you know, when we see the guy, maybe, you know, maybe he's doing a pattern, maybe he's moving to his right a lot, to my left, you know, he's, stuff like that, you get it. So, yeah.
Well, Tommy, ask him something, because I'm going to drill into him about the fight coming up.
So we see that picture with you with your belt. What belt is that from?
That's the Combat FC belt.
Yeah, thought so.
Now, what belt? MMA or kickboxing?
No, that's the Combat FC belt. So I had the first title shot, my first title shot for Combat FC. So that was just with that belt there.
Nice.
And
that's cool.
Yeah.
What's up?
All right.
Yeah, cool. We're talking about that's what we're thinking. We were saying that he had the belt, and we were talking about it. We were talking maybe kickboxing.
Because the picture, yeah, and I know he had he held the belt for Combat Zone, also kickboxing, right? You held that belt for kickboxing.
I got the reality 145 belt too. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
That was just another fight. So we'll see what happens.
That was in this past January, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was a fun fight too. That was a fun place to go. Go fight and explore as well, bro. It was fucking great show.
Yeah, they treat you well, right? They treat you pretty well as fighters in going there. When you went there, you know, that's kind of a hike, but Walters fought there when he fought for Bellator, I believe. So he's a little familiar with that place. I think he fought for Reality, too, if I'm not mistaken. But how was the atmosphere there as far as fighting for them compared to, like, you know, a Combat FC card?
Oh, I mean, I like Combat FC. I know them like a little bit better and stuff, you know. So they definitely treat me amazing, and I get to talk to like Joe Cav and Rick and stuff, like and they're always like talking to me and stuff, and so that really speaks to me as to like kind of like, you know, more so like where we are, like, or like on a maybe like associate level, friend level, business level, whatever the fuck, fighter, promoter level. You know, the Reality guys, I didn't really know them, but Walter does and everything, and Joey does, because that's kind of like was like, and showed, and I think Joey was the champ there, so they were kind of like coming up, fighting Reality a few times, and in Mohegan Sun a few times, and shit like that. But it was a great experience. I can't complain about fucking Reality, you know. I'd love to go back. I don't give a fuck, man. Fucking, it was a fun time. And big cage.
Yeah. But big thing. The thing about them, I think they only have a couple of cards a year, so it's pretty cool and pretty special when you do get on their card, because it's, you know, a limited space and opportunities for there. But here we are back at Combat FC. And what I was telling Tommy is the last time I think I saw you fight was last year. On my birthday, when you fought at Combat FC,
because we got the same fucking birthday.
Yeah,
right?
Oh shit, right there, my man.
That's what's up.
And so did Rick Horn. Yeah. Rick Horn born September 15th, also correct?
Yeah, September 15th. No doubt. There we go.
Well, my man, another birthday to be able to celebrate a win here. But let's talk about your opponent, a real game kid. I like him. I know him. I've met him a couple of times. Never really spoken to him, but very respectful kid. I know he fights with a great team, up and coming. Never fought for Combat FC, as far as I understand. I think it's been all Combat Zone, you know, because, you know, Calvin Kattar and the New England Cartel. So they're keeping him at home, but now he's coming kind of into your world. How do you like this fight, and how did it come about?
I asked for this fight, to be honest. He's above me in the rankings. I guess it kind of makes sense as amateurs. He's fucking a grappler. I gotta get better at my grappling, takedown defense, MMA, like wrestling and all that stuff. So looking for another challenge. Let's see what Freddie got. I think I'm going to deny everything that he's got, though, really. Like, he can throw a kitchen sink at me, and I'm going to be ready for it, yo. And I'm fucking super excited. And I just don't think, it's a title shot. So that's always great, you know. So I don't see why he would say no, and he didn't. So, you know, let's fucking bang. I'm excited, you know. When he said, yeah, I was like, let's go. This is going to be a good one. People are going to want to see this. And I think it's good for, like, the community, too. It's like, fuck it. Let's go. Let's go put on a show at Combat FC, you know?
Excellent. As far as him, I do believe he's coming off a loss. I know he had a loss recently in the last couple of fights. Is he coming off a loss? Do you know that or not?
I don't know. I think he fought Rainbow Joe Movesian from at Combat Zone from Zakelli Gym. I love that kid. He's a good guy.
Oh, yeah. He's coming off a win. Yeah. He won his last.
I like how he fights, yo.
Yeah.
I like Joe. And so that was a back and forth fight. But I think Joe just didn't figure him out. And I don't think that maybe they had the right approach. But, you know, who knows? I mean, like, I wasn't there. I just watched the fight and he got out grappled. So, you know, I think that I'm going to be able to deny his offense. I watched the fight. So, like, from what I took away from it is just like, you know, what we've been working in training camp, and I'm excited to fucking see what Freddie brings, you know, because they're probably preparing for me. So, you know, let's see who wins this war here. I'm excited for the battle.
Well, my man, you're going to be on this card, probably deep into it as far as amateurs. Any of I know you have Josh Medeiros, correct?
Yeah, Jay Money's on the card too, but my guy John Rivera, actually, he's been like a key training partner in for this camp for me, and we've been helping each other a lot. So, John Rivera, look out for him. He's got a good fight, good matchup too. He was like a D2 wrestler at Iowa, like some call it maybe Iowa State. Scary. I don't know which college in Iowa be. I know he was out there in Iowa, whatever. Great wrestler and helped me a lot. So shout out to him and my guy Tristan Wood. He ain't fighting, but T Wood. Everybody in the gym, yo, fucking that's been helping me. Liam McNeil getting ready. Appreciate you guys. And yeah, look out for his fight though, Jonathan Rivera. And that's who else we got on the card, bro.
Excellent.
Jay Money, Josh Medeiros, and Johnny Fingers. That's what I call him.
How's it feel to get ready with the other guys that are going to be on the same card? Is it different training, or is it the same as if they didn't have a fight? They're just getting you ready for it. Like, how's that work as far as in the gym? Because I would imagine your coaches, they're all coming up with game plans, so they got to come up with different game plans for three different guys. Like, how's that work out in the gym for you guys?
Well, it helps a lot because we can build off of each other. You know what I'm saying? Johnny's more of a grappler. Like I said, he was a pretty high level wrestler, and I like to think of myself as more of a striker. You know, MMA guy. You know, I think of myself as an MMA fighter, but maybe I'm definitely better on the feet, I think, and have more of a knack for that. So we've been helping each other out, with each other's kind of, you know, plan of approach, if you will, where we can, and every time that there's an opportunity to, you know, we give each other some tips and tricks and just try to fucking keep on, improving by improving each other as well, you know, not just ourselves, you know, because that's how we do get better, is by helping others. So,
of course.
Yeah, he's been a good help. And, the coaches, my guy Walter, you know, he's just a mad scientist. He does his thing. You know, he works with us individually. And my guy Jamie Cabrera, he holds pads for us. Good boxing coach. And, we got a lot of people helping us out here. Well, we got not a lot, but we got a good couple people here that are helping us out that got a lot of knowledge. And, Joey Gomez, whenever he's in the room, and my guy Pedro, Matt Pedro as well, you know, he's been helping me out a lot. So fucking, you know, it's just individualized, but it's a team sport as well, you know, I feel, because you can't do this shit alone, bro. So we just build off each other, in short. And that's it, bro. Because, you know, some days it's like we come to drill, we come to flow, and it's just like a fun time. And like days like the last couple sparring days, like fucking today, we got the last hard rounds in. And fucking, I was just like, we walked in there, I got good energy. I'm like, yeah, let's fucking go. Mm-hmm. And I look at fucking Johnny Fingers. He's over there. He's got his Johnny headphones Fingers on. I'm like, oh, this motherfucker came to fight today. I'm like, he came to fight. So it's fun, you know. It's always like great when you got good training partners, you know, that understand, you know, like kind of the big goal, which is to just get better, become the fucking best version.
Excellent. You got something for him, Tom?
How's your jujitsu been? I just got my fourth stripe on my purple belt tonight, so I hope. Oh, yeah, right.
Congrats, man.
And I think that your coach Walter, when I first got my purple belt, told me that purple belt is where it really starts.
What do you think of that? Like,
I agree.
What he said?
I agree. I mean, you know, I think it starts like maybe before that, because, you know, motherfuckers be showing up with white and blue belts ready to go. Yeah. You know what I mean? I know I did, you know.
Yeah.
But it certainly changes at the purple belt. But that was like some 2 years ago. So I just been fucking grinding since, you know, no days off.
Yes. Hell yeah, bro. Yeah, no, dude, just it's been fun, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I classify my style as like the MMA jiu-jitsu, mm-hmm, you know, like mm-hmm. Joey says that a lot. And, you know, a lot of MMA fighters, they got a little like wrestle heavy jiu-jitsu, of course. But not like a wrestler, you know.
Yeah, good like, good shoot, you know, defense.
You understand. You don't want to be on bottom. You want to like scramble up to turtle or get up and then kind of
top
know,
pressure.
See if you can reverse situation and in the top position and shit. So like I'm slick. I'm pretty slick off my back, but I've been not focused so much on finishing the submissions because you know I got like a couple like from my back that like the, you know, classic armbar triangle, and then just go for the back or get up with the underhook if it doesn't work. So that's all I've been working. And
well, getting the get position, up, really, getting the position for MMA so you can get those strikes in is fucking the way to do it. You know, that's the MMA shit you were talking about. You fighters are different when it comes to the fucking the grappling. You know what I mean? Like, I could throw my gi on and do this, but you know, when I'm going with a MMA jiu-jitsu guy, it's so different. They do exactly what you were just saying. You know, they don't, they want to stay off their back. They want to get on top. They want to get that other shit. So
yeah, try to sweep or something. Yeah. Like, I'm always looking to sweep, really. Like, if I'm just playing like regular jiu-jitsu, no gi or in the gi, like, I'll just try to fucking sweep you or like, I don't know, dude. I like the grips really fuck me up. I can't lie sometimes. So when I'm going with somebody who like Walter, like the purple belts in the room, like that, I can't like use like or just break grips so like as easy as I can with the blue belt or like one of the higher level white belts, even you know just white belt in general.
Yeah, if they're jacked.
Fucking. Bro, no way. It's so hard to compete with that. You know?
Yeah, man. That's why we wear the gi, because like we just want to fucking grab you and that's it. Yeah, we're lazy. It.
Suffocate you, strangle you in a belt and shit like that. Yeah. So, Mike. Yeah, and
them judo guys, too.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, been working like a little judo. We got a guy in here, Michelle, like a judo black belt, fucking jiu-jitsu black belt, and his kid's really good as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, shout out to them. They've been fucking me up in the gi, without the gi.
Yeah.
Well, you know, showing me a few things. So, might put Fred on his ass. I'm looking to throw him at least one time. You know, that's a goal of mine. Maybe just one time.
It's all about the setups,
you know?
Man.
That nice highlight reel of just flipping someone fucking, you know, on their back or whatever.
Yeah,
know?
That hip
height. It's the dopest shit ever. You just throw a motherfucker, like hip toss him and just whap,
and it works.
Shoulder in their chest. Or...
Yeah. Yeah, I'd break a rib. It'd come out.
Oh, you'd break everything.
Yeah, it'd come out. So
your whole body would be broken, Steve.
So, my man, we got a little over a week before you hit the scales. Like, how's that work out for you? The weight cut to 145. You're a lean kid. How tall are you? Because you look, you know, taller than shorter. That's for sure.
Yeah. Nah, definitely.
Where'd he go? I was moving his phone a little bit. He might have hit something. But all right, let him call back.
I hope he's still there. That was good. We were in a good flow. We were all in a
Yeah, he moved his phone or something like that. But, you know, he might call back. Let me call
back. That sucks. We were in a good roll session right there.
Let's see what happens right here. Jesus, that's fucking loud. There he is. See? Oh.
Sorry, dude. Lost you for a second there.
That's all right, my man.
I'm like 5'11", you know, close to 6 feet here. Definitely, you know, the cut's smooth. I can't complain. It's just like discipline, you know. You can't just – everything is discipline, you know. Especially with a martial arts, you know, that's like a key kind of like thing that you learn. You know, even like that's just the root of it, martial arts, really. You know, it's a disciplinary kind of kind of sport and practice, you know, karate, you know, you was taught that and shit. So it's the same thing with the diet when it comes to the weight cut and the portion control and kind of just knowing what to put in your body, what you can and can't for, you know, to fuel your sessions and in order to be able to burn it off as well, you know, so you're not, you know, getting like I don't know how to say, like, maybe if I'm, like, eating a lot of, like, butter and getting my fat from that, like, as opposed to, like, you know, like cheese or, like, you know, like a low-fat cheese and shit like that or and cooking with oil, you know, like, little shit kind of, like, adds up.
Sure does.
When it gets to the weight cut and stuff. But I'm pretty dialed and, you know, weight's looking good right now. I'm excited.
Eating those rice cakes and shit.
Make 145. And then just refuel, rehydrate, and go in there with a goddamn motive.
Well, my friend, as far as motive and what you're looking to do in there, as far as, you know, it's a title fight. You're an amateur. I think this is going to be your 9th MMA fight. Well, are you 5-3? What is your record right now?
Yeah, my 9th MMA amateur fight here. So, yeah, I'm 5-3 right now. Yeah, so fucking ready to go.
Yeah, buddy.
Now, you're looking to get the title out of here and, you know, against a game opponent in Fred. You know, what's your outlook for the rest of the year? Or, I mean, how many more fights you need as an amateur before, you know, you figure you're ready? I know it's the coach's decision, but, you know, there must be rumbling in the back that, you know, you're pretty damn close, right?
Hey, man, we're getting closer with every fight and every time we step in the cage. At the end of the day, I don't want to go pro when I don't have enough cage time and experience and shit. I personally feel that. I think I'll know when to make the jump to go pro and shit. I just like to compete as much as possible as of right now while I'm still young and can do it like that. We'll see, you know, where the journey goes from there. Really, I'm focused on this fight and definitely ending the year as an amateur and possibly next as well. I'm fucking, maybe, you know, we'll see what happens, you know. Gotta get over this kid Freddie first. Gotta go in there, prove that, you know, like, you don't belong in there with me, and that I can deny what he brings to the table and impose my will on him, because he's gonna go in there and try to do the same to me. So at the end of the day, you know, it's just gonna be who can do that better, you know. And we'll see what happens after that, man. You know, so I got some things in mind, but I got to get my hand raised first and
perfect.
Do my job, and after that, you know, if they hand me the mic, maybe I'll fucking say some wild shit.
Who knows? Right.
Bust out a rap or something. Yeah.
Throw a rap.
Yeah, fucking freestyle.
That's right.
Well, last question for me, my man. You know, and then I'll let Tommy finish here, bro. But, you know, as far as the gym and, you know, the start of your amateur career as far as MMA and where the gym is now, like, you know, how can you describe that in less than, like, 2 minutes, you know, where the gym is? Because I know you guys are getting tons of new, you know, not tons, but quality, you know, other, you know, fighters in there. And like you said, you got two or three other guys on this card with you. Man, where's the gym now compared to where it was when you guys first opened it?
Oh, wow, bro. Man, it's definitely come a long ways, and we got a long ways to go. But every day we keep on fucking, you know, just slowly edging closer and closer to the ultimate goal, which is to just be the best premier team in New England. And, you know, that's the grand goal. I know that's what Walter would love. And then, you know, we'll figure out how to. He's the mastermind behind the gym. I don't know too much. I'm just a fighter, you know. But it's come a long ways, man. And definitely from being in a small little room to now, we got a whole cage in the gym, wall like tough walls, like concrete walls. We're not punching through drywall and shit. We have like a good little weight area where you can, and aerodyne equipment, bike, treadmill. We've met some people that along the way who have also become assets to me and Walter as well. And you know, shout out to Alyssa, shout out to her, she's the best, our management, she runs everything. And yeah, bro, it's just come so far, bro, and it's like awesome to see and be a part of, you know, and to help grow it by going in there and fighting and, you know, showing what we do and putting on performances and fucking, you know, repping Nashua, New Hampshire, man. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely come a long ways, and it's been a lot of hard work, and you know, I'm just trying to pay my dues to my team and my coaches by going in there and getting it done how they want me to and how I should. So I'm going to do my part, and we're all going to keep doing our parts, man. And it's definitely come, you know, a good amount of distance.
Excellent, my man.
Yeah.
Proud of you guys. Congratulations on everything. Last thing, before I let you give your shout outs, Tommy's gonna like leave off here with it.
Yeah, I'm just a North Shore kid too. I used to live in Nashua. I grew up in Lowell and those surrounding towns. Yeah, man. So I'm just glad you guys are fucking doing it. I really like you guys and your gym, and you know, fucking, I always see you hanging out, you know, Cage Titans and all these other events with me, and we're all just partying, having a good time, and it's such a cool community, and you know, it's what it's all about.
Perfect.
Oh yeah, man! All about the love and respect,
the vibes, man.
Everything, you know. So thanks, you guys, for having me on. Man, I appreciate it a lot.
Hey, my man, I have to say to you, you know, Tommy and I took the summer off. You know, it's been a grind, but you know, you I threw that out on Instagram. Come on the show. Anyone's invited, and you jumped on it, man. I appreciate the friendship.
Fuck yeah.
And you know, giving us a little insight on your MMA journey, man. We love it. I wish there was more fighters that, you know, reached out and wanted to come on and get some time. But, you know, I'll go through your whole camp, man. send them my way on Wednesday night. All right, man. Wednesday nights, man, this is what we're going to do. We can have a couple of fighters on at the same time. But, you know, spread the word at that gym, and maybe spread it behind the scenes at Combat FC. Yeah. All right, my man?
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell him, yo, after this, go talk to Steve, man. Yeah. Fuck yeah. You'll see him out there.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll introduce these motherfuckers.
That's right. Let's go. Let's go. All right, my man.
At the end of the day, it's a platform, brother, and you're doing the same, you know? We're helping each other out.
Excellent.
It's all love. It's all love, bro. So thank you again.
Yeah, you guys are my therapy. So with that said, my man, shout outs, social media, anything you want to say before I let you go and, you know, have a rest and another rice cake, maybe.
Oh, yeah, fuck, yeah. I'm definitely going to go.
Not two. He can't have two.
Yeah, two more, maybe just only two. Can't get carried away. But, you know, shout out to my management and all the sponsors. You can go over to the Instagram. I won't, like, waste too much time here. Everybody knows that I love them, and I thank you. I thank them, you know, for supporting me. Word to everybody, you know, who just watching me fight, watch my social media, all that. So Instagram, you know, KT Academy _Nashua. You can follow me at World of Woods with a Z. So like the woods,
yeah,
you know,
the backwoods
outside, but with a Z, brother. And yeah, fucking go check out Combat FC's page as well. And September 13th, if you in Wilmington, if you in the Boston area, if you in the North Shore area, fucking Southern New Hampshire, you know, anywhere in the area, an hour away, fucking an hour and a half, come on down. It's going to be a great night. Mm-hmm. Fucking go check out the show, Combat FC, September 13th. And that's it, bro. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for the time, my man. I know you got on the line here right after training, and I know this is a tough week, a week and a half, but I appreciate you, man, for reaching out, and you're a friend of the show. Come on anytime, all right, my man?
Hey, hell yeah, appreciate it, my guy. I'll see you soon.
All right, Mike, you have a good night, man.
See you later.
You too, man. Take it easy. Thank you again.
Yeah. Fucking awesome. Hell good kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, freaking class act. And Fred also. You know, another, you know, Fred's I think he's more quiet as far as social media. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
that's great.
That's his thing.
And he's talented. You know what I mean? Mike is, well, like, there's that gym is going places. There's a lot of talent out there.
And, you know, it's only been, you know, 3 years or so since, you know, it's, you know, Walter fucking got the keys to that place or whatever.
Was it Walter and Joey who came on the show?
Yeah, exactly. They came out together.
I was thinking, was it Mike and Walter fucking a couple years ago? No, it was those.
It
might
have been them two at one time too, but it was definitely Mike.
The only other time that I was here with Walter,
it had to be him and Joey at the same time.
Yeah,
which, you know, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like
those guys are fucking pure talent.
You know, I can't make out a lot of what, you know, Walter's saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's fucking, he's like,
Like I was saying, we were talking about fucking being a purple belt and shit. I just got my purple belt that time, so it was like 2 years ago.
Nice. Yep. Well, Tommy, two shows in a row.
Yeah, like two good ones, too.
Yeah, not bad at all. Yeah. You know, the sound only fucked up 5 minutes. I figured that out. Yeah. So, you know, it goes back to fucking...
It was good for like a year, so.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
It's good. I think it's good now.
It is.
Just don't touch it.
We'll test it.
Yep.
I will not touch shit. So next week, I don't know who we'll have on.
Yeah, let me look at my calendar just to make sure.
all the cards on next weekend are on next weekend. Yeah, so if you'd like to be on the show next Wednesday, are you in, Tommy?
Yeah, I don't have nothing right here. So
if you'd like to be on the show next Wednesday, hit me up, hit us up. Yep. And
I'll get some of my guys in here.
Yeah, down the road, definitely. But I got to get rid of this table, Tommy. I got to get rid of this table, then we can fit, you know, somebody be there, the little table right there.
Should we light it on fire?
I just got to get it done. I just got to take it apart and get it the fuck out of
here.
Get
all the shit off of it.
All right, with that said.
We got stickers on here. We got fucking rock'em sock'em
robots.
Everything,
it's a table. It's like fucking, you know, it's like that table in the dining room that, the table in the dining room that you just put shit on.
The catch-all.
Yeah, it just fucking, you know.
I never like to have a table like that burping at my house. But, you know, this ain't my house.
It was a good idea.
Yeah.
Tap.
I mean, it's good.
Now we got the captain chairs.
I fiddle with shit the whole time.
We got the. Well, you're going to have to get a little bag.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a bag.
A little fidget spinner.
Attaches to your fucking, you know, your seat.
Yeah.
Bring out your little.
I need stuff.
Gun. You hit me right in the nipple with that.
Good.
All right. With that said, we'll be back next Wednesday with maybe another fighter. Yeah. If not, we'll talk about the three cards happening. Yeah. Unless Neff is happening this weekend, I fucking have
We'll
no
get
idea.
A fighter. Oh, we'll get someone. Someone wants. A lot of people said they want
we'll
to.
We'll just chat.
Yeah.
All right, with that said, thank you so much. Follow us everywhere. And you have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.